This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. A big thank you to the Oshkosh Corporation Foundation. Oshkosh is matching all donations made today to the Oshkosh Salvation Army Red Kettle Campaign. It means every dollar becomes $2. Salvation Army officials say they're grateful for the Oshkosh Corporation Foundation's donation and the difference it makes within the community. A second match day sponsored by J.J. Keller is December 21st. By the way, ringers are still needed at many Kettle locations around town. Congressman Glenn Grothman has introduced a bill to address staffing shortages at federal prisons. Grothman says his bipartisan bill will cut red tape and increase support and security for prison guards. Menominee School will not open until next year, but they already have a mascot. The school district announcing that the mascot will be the Blue Jay, and the school colors will be blue and white. The district worked with the Menominee Indian Tribe to identify a mascot for the school. Page 2, the Oshkosh Fire Department's Food and Toy Drive makes its way to the west side of town tonight. If you miss Santa and the firefighters, you can always drop off your donation at any fire station. Congratulations to Bonnie Benke. She's been named the new development director for the Oshkosh Area Boys and Girls Club. Property tax bills should be in your mailbox. If not, they're coming soon. Taxes are up over last year again. A longtime tradition continues this Sunday night at the Oshkosh Grand, the Oshkosh Area Community Band's 38th annual Free Community Sing at 7 o'clock. The concert includes groups from Oshkosh Lourdes, Oshkosh West, and Oshkosh North. The groups and the band will perform a number of holiday favorites and will lead the audience in a number of familiar songs to wrap up the night. Monetary donations will go to the day-by-day warming shelter. And the Chamber's annual Christmas Business After Hours is 1 week from tonight at the Waters. Details can be found here on the website. Turning to sports, it's the Crosstown Showdown tomorrow night as Oshkosh North travels to Oshkosh West in both boys and girls basketball. And Oshkosh North boys basketball team is now ranked number 3 in Division I after a big win over Kakana last week. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. I'm Bob Brunell, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.